Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are chatting with Cindy here on Open Talk 2. My credit intro goes to Alex Clare. The song is Too Close. Today is November the 28th, another beautiful day. I wish everyone had a happy, great, safe Thanksgiving. Hope you didn't eat too much. And enjoyed your loved ones. Today, I don't have any callers, any guests today, but I will get out some informative information, and want to start by answering some emails that I have from you listeners, so I can give them the information. But before I do, I just want to say again, thanks for supporting me as I grow and develop my platform, because it's what it's all about. It's networking, empowering, uplifting, and motivating each other. And as long as we are uplifting and networking, that's what it's all about, staying positive and staying focused. And remember, with social media, you know, it offers the powerful way of connecting with others. So, and it allows you to network with other people to get your product, your business, whatever it is you're trying to get out. So remember, this is a power of word of mouth for marketing. Kind of want to share with you, I read a book the other day. It was motivating book. It was called I'll Have What She's Having. And with that book, it just basically talked about partnering with success and how women who are committed to what they say they're going to do, it'll all pull together for you. So, again, that book was called I'll Have What She's Having. My first email comes from Bertha. Bertha wants to know how to start a daycare center or be a personal assistant business, like I guess a virtual assistant. Now, the daycare industry is a good industry to get in. I would tell you to call Child Care Licensing to get their startup packet so you'll know the new laws that they have out. But just in case, they have other franchise opportunities as well as with daycare centers, so I'm going to go ahead and give you that information as well. But if you have your location that you're interested in, first register the name that you want to do your business in, apply for your EIN number, then contact the Texas Department of Family Protective Services, Child Care Licensing. And, again, if you want to do a registered family home, it's a little less strenuous than a full-blown child care center. So those are different. But remember, with any business, it entails coming up with the business idea, the startup mistakes that you possibly can run into. Make sure you research the area and research your business, and then remember your personal savings or how are you going to fund the business, and then the structuring of your business. So always make sure those key ideas, especially with researching, if you have not had any type of child care training, then I would also do that. Now, if you don't plan on having any involvement with the children, this at least make sure your staff does. Make sure they have the right training and everything. So, but here's some franchise opportunities with the daycares. It's called the Learning Experience, and I think these are already full-blown, developed child care centers, and you just go in and bring your team in and start working. And their number is 1-888-278-8020. Again, that's the Learning Experience. And thank you, Bertha, for emailing me. I hope that helped a little bit. And this email is from Shannon Crosby. She wants to know how to start a party planning business, either for kids or full service for an adult. So that's a great idea with party planning, especially for children, because you have busy parents with busy schedules, and they want to make sure their kids have, you know, a good opportunity to have a great time. So, you know, with decorations, games, entertainment, food service, that'd be a good idea to do a kids' party planning business. And I think once you get established with, you know, after you get your name and your EIN number and all that information and location, you know, remember if you're going to do it from home or if you're going to get your a standalone office or whatever, try to establish a friendship with suppliers and bakers and vendors so you can get discounts and wholesale prices on these items that you would need for your business. You know, see if these parents, of course, if they want to have their parties at a at their homes, or if they want, if you have to rent out a venue for them and then decorate it, then that, to me, that would be more work. But then again, with any business, a lot of parents probably want to take their kids to another area from home to let them, you know, enjoy their birthdays or party or whatever it is. But that's a good business. And Shannon, I hope that answered a few questions for you. I will also email you that as well. I want to take a short break, and I'll be back with some current events that I have to for the ladies. And then also I have some home opportunities for jobs and stuff that y'all will be interested in. Or, you know, there are businesses that you can start with under $1,000 or a business that you can start with under $100. So I'll take a short break, and I'll be right back. Again, you're chatting with Cindy. Just want to go ahead and give you some ideas of some businesses that you can actually possibly start from your home. Probably, I'm sure you would have to invest maybe with between $100 and $1,000. And the daycare one, I'm sure you'd have to invest a little bit more. So with this one, again, I'll give that information out again. It was called The Learning Experience. Their number was 1-888-278-8020. Jana King is one. Their email or website, goes to their website is www.janaking.com. And with them, they're a top franchising with high industry with good growth as well. I kind of followed them a little bit. Murder mystery parties. That is something very new, something that's probably in demand, and that's probably more geared on adults as well. So that kind of go with an event planner, but it's murdermysteryparties.com. Then you can think about starting an e-store. Supplies are very cheap, very limited, and that's www.shopify.com. That's shopify.com. That's www.shopify.com, and that's doing the starting the e-store. And I have maybe one more. This one is like a sporting, it's called Sport Life Enterprise. And this one is www.sportslife.com. And this, we're selling or doing promotional items, screen printing, custom uniforms, sporting goods. And I want to say their price to do franchise is just $295. And I think that's something that's probably good if you want to get your feet wet, you want to, if you're a marketing person or you like to do promotional items. I think they do everything for you. Basically, you just, you know, get the business and you get a percentage of it. Again, this one is Sports Life Enterprises, and again, their email is www.sportslife.com. I'm going to give you some current events, and hopefully that'll help as well, so you can go out and do some networking, socialize with some people. You have the Houston Women in Business Leadership. That's going to be a discussion and networking event. The location is the Tasting Room. That's 2409 West Alabama Street. And the cost is free. And the time is from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. And it's professional development networking. Again, that's the Houston Women in Business Leadership. Location is the Tasting Room, 2409 West Alabama Street. And I have the business networking event that's also on December the 3rd. This one is at 7 at the Holiday Inn in the Galleria. Again, it's business networking event, December the 3rd at 7 p.m. at the Holiday Inn in the Galleria. So the Houston Women Business Leadership, the one in the Tasting Room, they're both on December the 3rd. So that's the bad thing. You know, you have to pick which one you want to go to. But me, I would probably go to the Houston Women in Business Leadership, because I think with that, when you have more business leaders there, people from SCORE of Houston, you can possibly talk to them about starting up a business, getting your templates ready for your business plan. And again, with a business plan, it's not really needed necessary, but if you want to start a big business, something that's module, you would definitely need to possibly get a business plan and possibly go to a bank for a loan or something. But they have plenty grants available out there for businesses, for women and minorities. So if you want to start a business, just Google it up, different grants for business, for women that wants to open up a business. That would really help out. Hopefully I can hit that lottery tonight and I can provide some money for you guys. So, but anyway, I want to give a shout-out to my sponsors at Picture It Photography. You can reach Nicholas at pictureitphotography@yahoo.com, or you can find him on Facebook, Nick at Facebook. I have Northwest Educational Institute. That's NEI Institute 55 at yahoo.com. I have Empowered Church. They're at 9036 Humble, Westfield. That's Humble, Texas. The pastor there is Julian Robinson. Love my pastor. I love my pastor. That's all I can say. Please visit us, Empowered Church, 9036 Humble, Westfield Road. Then I have J&S Power Washing Service. This guy comes out, details your car, in your yard, in your place of business. Pressure wash your driveway, you can pressure wash your home. Again, J&S Power Washing Services. And I kind of want to give you guys, leave you with a food for thought, but I kind of just want to reiterate again what our show is about. Again, it's about motivating, uplifting, and networking. And, you know, while we worry about how fast we grow, you know, God is concerned about how strong that we grow. And that's something, you know, to kind of think about. And, you know, with there's no growth without change. And with change, there's fear or loss. So, you know, and with no loss, there's without pain. And God would never in a hurry, but he's always on time. Again, God is never in a hurry, but He will always be on time. Always remember that. So my food for thought and thinking about our purpose is there's no shortcomings to maturity. And the verse that I kind of want y'all to remember is God began doing a good work in you, and I'm sure he will continue until he's finished with Jesus come again. That's Philippians 1 and 6. And the question I want to leave you guys to consider is, in what area of my spiritual growth do I need to be more patient and persistent? Again, in what area of my spiritual growth do I need to be more patient and persistent? I wish you guys have a very blessed week. I will be back December the 5th. That is a Wednesday at 10 until my time change. And again, I want to thank my listeners and the people that email me all the time for questions. And again, I am going to get that library in spring in Cypresswood area so we can have our empowered business networking meeting. I have not forgotten, still trying to get it. Hopefully after the holidays I'll have it at least in January. But again, I want to thank people for supporting me as I grow and develop this platform, because I want to get the show out there and I want to just keep going and try to help and motivate women to start their business and birth their business and get their businesses going and be successful as women. So again, you guys have a great week. Have a great day. Enjoy this beautiful weather. I will see you December the 5th. Until then, bye-bye.